Going.
Run.
Jumpa. Do you like that?
On the day of the steam rally at Chelford in Cheshire, the Dibner family and others who had trundled here through pouring rain rose early from their damp beds and started to prepare their engines for the afternoon parade in the arena.
Better than egg and bacon, isn't it?
Well, that's to come yet. She's gone looking for some rags so we can clean the bloody engine.
Well, there are some in the back of the car if you want some.
Oh, I don't know. I thought you said you haven't got any.
Yeah, one or two clean ones. I thought you wanted something for lighting the fire, dirty ones.
Well, I'd rip my shirt up for the start, like, you know. One of my dirty
ones. I said before, it's hard at the top. having a very rough time.
Where's Roy? Come on, Roy.
Right, I'll go and make a start.
Good morning, Fred.
Hiya.
How are we today?
Okay? Well, not so bad. Oh, you brought the beer as well as the coal?
I brought the beer as well as the coal.
Good lad.
You want the coal first?
Hang on, I'm just like standing on a block of bloody lard up here. Well, can I have a couple of bags? Because I ain't got any to light me fire.
We will do. Which side do you want it? The other side?
Well, the other side's best, Ray. That's it. Well, yeah, all right. With you in a minute or two. You know the bank manager, don't you?
Just down the road there. Just come and see us.
It was about 3 years ago, or 4 years ago. We tried to cash a cheque at t'other one, you know, all black and bloody oily, isn't it? Oh, I'm sorry. They thought we were bloody gypsies or something. they won't cash it. So Alan, we had a word with Alan, and he said, "Oh, don't go in that bank. Come in my bank. You know, like a better bank. You get a free drink as well."
Anyway, well, no doubt we'll be seeing you later.
Oh,
all right.
Without a doubt.
See you then.
Yeah.
Fine.
All right.
See you. Fine.
Now, come on down out of there. You've been in there too bloody long. Haven't you? Drives you crazy. Oh, solitary confinement, isn't it? Circulate about.
How long did it take you?
A day.
Well, a day and a half.
A day and a half.
Yes.
It shakes you bloody up a bit. Like, you can do it. You know, it is possible.
Yeah.
Take your time. Like. I like that part of it anyway,
yeah.
You know, because you've no do when you're here, only rub the bloody thing with oily rags, you know. I mean, some of these men have come a long way, haven't they, you know, so they've got to have low loaders, like, you know. It's more trouble putting the bloody things on and pulling them off, and you've got to do it, like, four times, haven't you, you know, put it on at home, pull it off when you get there.
Yes.
Put it back on at then to pull it off again when you get home. It's.
These never die out, you know.
Well, I don't think they will now, you know. I mean, I'm only looking after it for somebody else, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, this is a modern age, isn't it? I mean, all sophistication. And
the age of the silicone chip.
Ah, it's nothing compared with this, is it?
I'm going to drink of water.
Me?
You're going to drink of water.
How much you want in?
Well, fill it up and then we're eight foot like end, aren't we? Yeah. No problem. Who's is all that air on, though? What is that?
You're still drinking, are you?
No, I'm not. Yeah, you know, I had a 3 pints last night.
Yeah.
Has she gone all shy? Come here, love. Hey. Now then. Hey. That's it. Smile. Say cheese.
I can't get you out.
Oh. Sorry, love. I was just listening to that, you know. It's Harrison from Bradford. I've got a new one now, and it won't have nowhere near as much brass work on it as this when it's done.
Is that a roller?
No, a tractor. You know,
is it?
I want the old motor a bit like, you know.
Yeah.
15 mile an hour, you know.
That's fast.
Oh, yeah. Really motor in that, yeah. Yeah.
What's this fed about you running over Escapologist last week?
One of these stuntmen, he wanted a steamroller to run over him. Yeah. Or try to, he
had
to catch him.
Chained up in a sack with 30 foot of chain around him. And he said to me, like, don't worry, cop, you know, I'll be out of them chains, you know, as soon as they put me in the bag, you see.
Yeah.
Well, I were a bit apprehensive, so we wrote a legal document out saying, like, if I run over him, your bloody widow won't come and sue me for everything I've got, you see. And he made one as well, so he signed two. Mm. And I'd had a pint or two, so, you know, it wouldn't have been such an upsetting thing if we had a run over him. Like, you know. It took 12 seconds to get from corner of field to where he were. And Alison was steering, and she shut her eyes when he disappeared under the front rollers, you know.
Oh, it was but only the length of this.
He come out at side. But, you know, I asked Alan if, you know, if you want to get him at Chelford, you see, and, boy, he wouldn't worry, like. Mm. But, I mean, it's there, isn't it? I mean, it proves these men can get killed because this other fella who were one of these burning rope men, you know, the bloody rope broke a bit too early, and he dead, you know. Mm. Mm.
Just got away, didn't he? On the Saturday. Fred was up to him with the engine, and he must have been 6 feet away, and the chap shot out of the bag and ran back.
He was still in bloody bag when he rolled out at road, you know.
I know.
He were a bit of a wrong character, like, you know.
This engine has been completely rebuilt by its present owner, and I think you will all agree, built to a very high standard. An excellent vehicle, I am told, to take part in the tug of war. Following on, passing in front of the loudspeaker van, is number 15, known as Elsie, being owned by Mr. Alan Barber of Chelford. Following on is entrant number 31, which again is a Burrell, owned by Mr. R.A. Bolger. This vehicle was built in 1926 and purchased by its present owners in 1966 and restored to its original livery.
You ready?
Yep.
We now change sides in the ring, and coming in we have exhibit number 26, known as Alison, exhibited by Mr. Fred Dibner of Bolton. This vehicle was built in 1910, again being an Aveling importer, and all the refitments and work have been carried out by Fred in his back garden.
brought mine with me. How are you, Ori?
Not so bad, yeah.
Now he's got his
pipe.
I thought you were supposed to put the oil can there.
No, I'll put that away.
The next item, ladies and gentlemen, is the annual presentation, which is made to the vehicle which has travelled the longest distance under its own power. This year, as quite often, it is being presented by the commercial director of the New Express Advertiser, and the presentation is being made to Mr. Fred Dibner, who has travelled under his own power all the way from Bolton.
Fred, I think you've had one of these before, actually, but I'm very, very pleased to give you on behalf of the New Express Advertiser. Last time it was an Advertiser Award, this time it's an Express Advertiser Award. I've been here 7 or 8 years, you've probably been many more. I know you have a road roller, so I'm getting a bit technical, and I envy you your traction engine involvement, so can I give you this for coming the furthest
time? You can, sir, and I must say that it's nicer than the other ones.
Very good, lovely.
Very nice indeed, yeah. Pull the chain.
And so, with victory won, Fred returned to work.
Well, that's it, Fred.
Yeah.
We rather thought, you know, I don't know whether you'll be able to get it over.
Oh, I think
that way.
What we'll do, we'll go and have a closer look.
It's rather near to this building.
Yeah, and you're going to keep that, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
That building.
That wants to stay up if we can.
Oh, well, I don't worry too much about it. See, like, there's two flue holes, isn't there? There's one there.
Yeah.
Sort of one round here. And, like, they're not so big anyway, you know, so that's a good sign, because sometimes they're bloody near the same size as chimney, you know.
That won't worry you, will it, that pipe?
Oh, no.
Sticking out.
That'll be all right. Yeah. Yeah, so if we aim for them... Well, really, where your pile of bricks are, or just a bit to the left.
Yeah. So you'd want those bricks out of the way, then, before you could drop it.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Right, how much is it going to cost us,
Greg? Well, £350, you know. That'd be all right, wouldn't it?
Mm. I think it would be all right.
Yeah. Like, you could get the dynamite, man, do it you cheaper, but how can happen, you know? might blow all the asbestos off your shed.
Yeah. I'd be very interested... Yeah. To know how you actually would go about this chimney.
Oh, well, number one, I'll start about here, you see. And about that course there, whop an hole in about so, and then a cap piece in and two props, depending on how thick it is. I should imagine it'll be 5 or 6 courses thick, you know.
Yes, I think so, yeah.
Two props in, and then a bit off there, and a bit off there, and a bit more, and then 2, 4 more props, and so on, and so on. Sort of keep nibbling away until it's feeling the pain, you see?
Yes.
And then when the pressure's coming, or when it's coming over, you can tell with the weight on the timber. And it's important not do too much, you know, and end up with the bloody timber actually holding it up instead of just keeping it balanced.
Yeah.
And then when there's a bit of a horizontal crack at the back, you know, we know we've got it on the rock then. So then we'll light a big fire and burn the sticks away, and down it'll come, you see? Hopefully. Donald, I'll just knock this bit of mortar off under here. You know, that one, that's a good one. Hang on a bit. Shove one in. Now put them in across that way, then we can hit them, you see. Right. How's it for plumb, that road? Huh? Then you're all going to have to bugger off a bit further away. See, it's a bit dodgy you being here, really. You know, if it goes wrong, you say, I'll never forgive myself.
Don't worry, we're fast running.
Ah, you're not bloody fast enough for one of these. You see that telegraph pole on the side of that hill?
Yeah.
All behind there. I'm just even worrying about that, because this bloody concrete, you know, when they hit the floor... You know, I think the best thing to do, really, is over there near that blue motor car. Get yourself all comfy and sit there until we light the fire, you see. So, you know, all over there. All right. Come on. No, get a tire. Well, I'll tell them where to put them. Stick, put that one, you know, on it there, like that. That's it. No, wait a minute. Stamp first roll. Like that. First roll stood up.
Big thing along.
You what?
That big.
That's it. Shall we get the main part at blaze there? We'll have, you know, that one there and this one here. Yeah. No, asphalt along the top. tell you what, it's going to make some bloody black smoke, this. We've had letters from the environmental health men, you know, about this. Please refrain from burning rubber tyres. Right, onto the top if we can. One more time. Beautiful. Couldn't be in a better place, that. It'll all melt and run down, won't it? I think the works is burning down. Be all right.
All right.
Yeah.
Got another bucket full of stuff.
Yeah.
That's it, Frank. Take it away.
All right. Keep your fingers crossed. The moment of truth has arrived. There you are. There's a rag there at front. Stick it on there and then give it me. Right.
Ooh, my whistle. Got to have me whistle. When it's going to go, I'll... Oh. Well, you're not going over here. What I'm, like, looking at here is an horizontal crack in the back that, you know, I've caused through undermining the front, and it's tipped over, you know, just a few degrees, and sort of soon as I see this crack extending, you know, I know things are on the move and it's time to get out quick, you know. This is the big worry part, you know, like, number one, is the thing going to fall over? You know, I mean, on two occasions, I'm actually at it where all the sticks have burned away and the damn thing stayed there. Well, it's a bit embarrassing, to say the least. There's always some critical character in the crowd who will say something like, oh, I knew he'd not cut enough out of the bottom, but it ain't quite as simple as that. Some bricks are harder than others, and if you're only, like, half a brick off, the damn thing will stay up instead of falling over, and, you know, all these things you've got to weigh up. And the big strain, really, is, you know, is he going to go? The other worry, as you might say, is when the damn thing does fall over, is it going to go in the right shop without doing any damage or without, you know, any old half bricks flying away and killing somebody, you know? Really, when you've got a big chimney and you've lit the fire, it's really out of your hands, and there's quite a fair amount of nervous tension. But, I mean, you've not got to go around bloody dithering, you know. I mean, it'd make you look as though you're an absolute idiot, you know. Here, there's not a great deal of damage we can do. Just the building on the right-hand side. If the thing goes down and spreads out and hits the wall, there's a fair chance of it shoving the wall in, and then, of course, the wall collapsing and the roof coming down. Well, he's still got his building, hasn't he? Yeah. Beautiful, that. You'd never believe that, would you? It's bloody curved all the way around them buildings and not touch that one.
Grand job.
Yeah, yeah.
Grand job, Fred.
Yeah. You enjoy that. They were a bit tight, weren't it, when you think about it, really? I mean, we've only just got it in, haven't we? You know.
In my
eyes. Oh, my word. What have you been doing?
Just get on with that.
Who?
I'm worried,
Oh, yeah, you can have your whistle back now.
Jenny,
beautiful. Yeah. Yeah, one or two of them, though, not really.
Yeah, anyway, you were after my wife with one of them.
Yes. Nobody got one. Pleased to meet you, love. Yeah, well, we're all off to the pub now for a pint, you know. Any, there's no bother.
It was very sudden.
Oh, yeah, well, I knew it was coming because I'd been and had a quick look at the cracks. Anyway, I'm very pleased with that, you know.
Thought
it went well.
Very good indeed.
You're happy?
Yeah.
We'll send you a bill then.
Yeah, okay. Well, though, did that.
It's okay, we're a good one. I knew it. I had every ounce of confidence in that one. We'd just got it right.